Hey guys, Pastor Jay here, and welcome to a special episode of the Daily Sabbath Podcast. That's right, it is time for another artist showcase. As I mentioned previously, I just love featuring these independent Christian artists. There's so many wonderful, talented Christian artists out there who are producing just quality music, music that is refreshing to the soul. And so I've been blessed to connect with the artists that I have, and they have graciously allowed me to share their music on the podcast, which I think just makes the podcast like 100% better. And so I wanted to give you guys opportunities to get to know these artists a little bit more and to hear a little bit more of the stories behind their music. And so today for our artist showcase, we are featuring Erica Renee McKinney. She is actually one of the first artists that I featured on the podcast. And she has just been a really great supporter and friend of the Daily Sabbath podcast. And she is just a sweet and kind person. And so it is my absolute pleasure to introduce to you guys today our artist showcase, Erica Renee McKinney.
Hi, Daily Sabbath community. I am Erica Renee McKinney. I'm a recording artist, a singer, a songwriter. I play the keys. I'm from the Appalachian Mountains of North Carolina. Our musical influence here is the roots of country, which is known as hillbilly music, folk music, Irish ballads, bluegrass, hymns. I grew up on classical rock and bluegrass, but I loved R&B and soul when I was a teenager. I met my husband around 18, and he was in a rock and roll band. It was like an 80s hair band style. He played the drums. He found out I could sing, started working with me, got me into singing. We practiced all the time. I ended up going to church around 21 and started singing in church. Then got a desire to lead worship and start to learn how to play the piano. Then I started writing songs, and then I started getting a desire to record. This was right when YouTube started, when I started getting that desire to record. But I got super busy being a hairstylist and wasn't able to make that happen. So I finally made the decision I really want to pursue music and use that part of my art. So I cut way back on hair and created a lifestyle to where I could do music and write and record. So grateful to be here. This song is called The Sound, and I dreamed of it, and in the dream, I was in a restaurant. The lights were super low. I could hear myself playing, singing. It had a country sound. I could hear the melody, the lyrics, and so immediately when I woke up, I wrote it down, and it's about the latter rain, and I want to encourage you to study what the Bible says about the latter rain. Here's The Sound.
Gonna do great things.
This song is called I Can't Thank You Enough, and it came from a place of gratitude. And where that place came from, my sister and her two boys that were 3 and 5 at the time were in a serious car wreck, and the 5-year-old was hurt really bad. And we believe that God truly raised him up. He could have had a serious brain injury and could have even died. We actually thought he could have died there at the beginning. And he was in the hospital for about 2 weeks. But God took care of him. And about a year later, I just kept saying, God, I cannot thank you enough. God, I cannot thank you enough. So this song comes from a place of gratitude. So here is I Can't Thank You Enough. This song is like my anthem. I've had God speak to me throughout the Bible. Verses, people would give me verses, people would give me scriptures, people would give me prophecy about what God wanted me to do in my future concerning my calling. So I would write these things down, and one day I sat down at the piano many years ago and wrote the song, and I did it to encourage myself, and I would sing it and play it and know one day that I was going to do what God called me to do. And so here is the song, Faith.
And now I'm standing here to give you this word. That we live by faith and not by sight. I came to give you a good
If you enjoyed my music and you want to stay connected with me, I highly recommend you visit my website, ericarenaemckinney.com, and sign up for my email list. I will keep you up to date with everything that I doing. I have lots of new music coming. I'm actually recording right now. I have another album coming out. I actually have two albums coming out this year. And I look forward to connecting with you. I have lots of resources, lots of information. There's a lot of layers about me, and there's a lot about me. And you will learn that on my website. I have a blog on there, and all kinds of great things coming ahead. So I look forward to connecting with you and meeting you. And in the darkest night, you shine your
light. All right, so there it is. I want to thank again Erica Renee McKinney for just sharing her stories with us. And definitely looking forward to hearing her new music that's going to be coming out this year. She said she's got two albums coming out this year. So super excited about that. Definitely going to be featuring some of that on the podcast. But make sure you guys follow Erica on Instagram or on Spotify. You can also sign up for her mailing list on her website. I've included links to all of that in the episode description. All right, friends. Well, that's it for now. I'll see you guys next time. Take care.